Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
I'm sorry, dude. I just don't see it. I'm looking at Peter Asher photos from when you were on the rise still in what we would call here on, you know, on this side of the Atlantic, the British invasion. The hair that looks like Austin Powers? Yes. Glasses? Yes. Maybe even the Soho Edwardian look that you had some gear for sometime. I don't even know. But the teeth are nothing. You just don't. Those Austin Powers teeth are iconic.
Well, they may be exaggerated, but I had my two front teeth, and I had it done pretty quick as soon as I got to America. But that very first album cover, the one in the movie, if you look, those front teeth are pretty bad. I had four teeth out.
Right. I can see where they kind of fold over.
In England at the time, that was part of Britain's reputation, was everyone had bad teeth. And the dentistry, particularly orthodontics, was not what it was in America. In America, every kid gets their teeth done. In England, every kid didn't. So, yeah, I did have some major orthodontic work done as soon as I was lived in America.
Totally get that.
Maybe Austin Powers exaggerated a lot.
Yeah, because
but it was based on my crossover teeth.
That I can get. I could totally get there. But when Austin Powers first smiles in that first movie, it gets a belly laugh.
You're right. No, you're right. Austin's a bit worse than mine.
But, yeah. All right, so let's skip forward a little bit, because that association with Paul McCartney and the Beatles, that served you well when the Beatles launch Apple Records. How was it that you were asked to be the A&R guy for Apple Records?
Well, I'd already decided that I wanted to be a record producer. I loved the studio. I loved what you could do. The minute I realized what a record producer did, I went, I can do that. I want to do that. So that was a very deliberate effort on my part. And I did, in fact, you know, produce some records before I was at Apple. The first record I ever produced was with a friend of mine called Paul Jones, who you may remember. He was the original lead singer of Manfred Mann.
Yeah.
The Do What Did He guy.
Yeah.
Brilliant singer, brilliant harmonica player. And actually, that record is remembered now largely for the fact that I got a pretty good lineup of musicians. I wanted my first ever production to have a really cool band. So I got this guy Nicky Hopkins to play piano.
Right, I love Nicky Hopkins. Right, and all the Ringo Starr albums he was on, among
exactly.
other ones. Yeah, yep.
Paul Samuel Smith played bass.
Yeah,
God. He was bass player in the Yardbirds.
Yardbirds.
Then went on to produce Carly Simon and Cat Stevens. And I asked him if he could bring the guitar player from his band, because I very much admired him. So that's how Jeff Beck ended up playing on the session.
That's amazing, too.
And then I had Paul McCartney playing drums.
Which is so...
drumming.
Yeah, and Ringo, as he always points out, is everybody wanted to play the drums.
Yeah, Ringo's great, don't get me wrong. Anyway, so that was... And so Paul was aware of me producing stuff. So as the idea for Apple, this new company, it grew... And he and I would sit in his house talking about it, and he had big diagrams and multicolored sort of diagrams of how it was all supposed to work. He asked me first if I would produce some records for this new label. And I said, of course, I would love to. And then he said, well, actually, we're going to need somebody to be head of A&R. Do you want to do that? And I went, yes, please. You know, that's, as you know, an industry
right.
term for basically who gets signed and what kind of records they make and
right.
who produces whom and that kind of thing. So that's how I ended up being head of A&R for Apple Records and keeping my eyes and ears open for talent. And as you know, I was lucky enough to find some.
Yeah, you found, well, let's just talk about James Taylor, because that was kind of a fluke that James Taylor was in England to be findable.
Yes. The story behind that involves a great guitar player called Danny Korchmar.
I love him. Yeah.
Danny was in a band called the Kingbees who backed Peter and Gordon on a couple of our American tours. And he and I became very close friends. I used to stay with him and his wife when I was in L.A. and so on. So even after the Peter and Gordon touring era was over, Cooch and I remained good friends. And then he was subsequently in a band called the Flying Machine with his childhood friend, James Taylor. That was a New York band. They weren't doing well. They were signed to a bogus record label and had no money. Several of them were strung out on drugs and this, that, and the other. So the band broke up, and James decided to go to England. He had a girlfriend he thought he could stay with in London. Turned out he couldn't, but that was another story. But so he went off to London, and before he left, Cooch, his old friend, said, oh, I have a friend in London. You should look him up. Here's his phone number. And he didn't even know that I had this new job at the time. So that's how James rang my doorbell and, you know, phoned me up first, rang the doorbell, came over, and played me some songs, and I went crazy. And I basically said, look, this is a strange coincidence, but I've just got this new job for a brand new record label. I can sign people. Would you like a record contract? And he went, yes, please, I'd love one. And
yeah.
And that's what we did. So a couple of days after we met, I took him into Apple, and I think it was George and Paul, I think, who were there, and they both loved James as much as I did and agreed absolutely that I should sign him, and I did.
Yeah, and so you're, as I understand it, correct if this is wrong, that you're recording that first James Taylor album for Apple Records at the same time the Beatles are doing the White Album?
Not exactly. James
okay.
has been known to say that, but he's not right.
Okay, good. Well, that's why I ask.
He also admits when I say, he says, oh, yeah, I don't remember. Because right. They were working a lot at Abbey Road. We did that album at Trident Studios.
Oh, right.
Now,
okay.
Here's what happened. It all ties in together in an odd way, because I wanted to make this album on an 8-track machine. At the time, EMI only had 4 tracks. Woe Without Love was done on 4-track. But I knew that this James album, I wanted to use a lot of different instrumentations. String quartet here, brass quartet here, and other
right.
stuff. And so 8-track would make it a lot easier. So we had heard about Trident, who had an 8-track machine. So I booked Trident. And that's where we made the whole record and mixed it and everything. But Paul came at my request to play on the song Carolina in My Mind.
Right.
He came and played bass on that. That was the first time he had ever used an 8-track machine. And he went, this is cool, and I'm going to bring all the Beatles back here. And he brought the Beatles back a couple of weeks later to a Trident to do their first 8-track recording, which was Hey Jude.
Mm. And there
well,
ended
lucky
up...
enough to be there for that session.
That's very cool. And that 8-track, I just happened to watch a clip the other day. I was deep diving on something else, and I came across George Harrison talking about the fact that he took the last 8-track that had been at Abbey Road. He had it at his house. He had it with him after the Beatles broke up. He took the 8-track.
Yeah.
That's what he said in a YouTube interview.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so, but this is like, so, you know, obviously we've never met and you've never heard me before, but I've had on several other producers because while I really enjoy the work of artists, I know from my side of the glass on other things that the decisions that producers make are often actually the key part of the success of any recording session. And it could be just, you know, it could be the way something is mixed. It could be the fact that a knob is just one third further up or down, or a slide pot is just a little bit pushed or pulled. And producers, especially when they're doing the arrangements and they have a feel for the music for the artist, they become something that gestalt builds into something else. So the reason why I preface that is by saying I've always been interested, tracking with you as a producer from a distance, that you had a chance to do something which not many producers can do and many producers would be too afraid to do, which is to make two versions of the same song, Carolina in My Mind on that Apple record, and then when you follow James Taylor back to the United States, you redo Carolina in My Mind, right?
Yes, we do, but actually the reasons for doing so were more legal than musical.
Tell me about that.
Because we didn't do it until we had the Greatest Hits album. And on the Greatest Hits album, obviously, we wanted to put Caroline in My Mind and Something in the Way She Moves on it, which were everyone's favorite tracks, it seemed, off the Apple album. We couldn't use the Apple album. The Apple and the Beatles affairs were totally tied up in legal fandangos with Alan Klein and all of that.
Sure.
So that's why we recut them both.
But in recutting them,
we didn't try to recreate the old ones.
You didn't recreate them. That's what a lot of people would do. They would go into a studio and then they would essentially try to get and it's the really kind of not totally different songs. I mean, obviously on a Venn diagram they overlap, but you have in the Apple version of Carolina My Mind, it's much more up tempo.
Yeah, it's got those bouncy strings.
Yeah, really. And then the slowed down version that has that wonderful, I mean, you get all that high end on the acoustic guitar and all of that. And I look at that and I think that to me is, I would pinpoint and I'd say that's the real genius of that is being able to not do the easy thing, which just be re-recorded for a greatest hits album like Kenny Rogers had done and a million other artists had done that didn't have, you know, access to their masters. And instead, you took it in a different direction. And I just think it's beautiful. I love the second version.
I think James gets quite a lot of credit for that because he wanted to do it a little more like the way he was doing the song live on the road at the time.
Interesting.
So that was certainly a factor. So I think it rose out of a conversation between James and myself, where we thought that the people were starting to get to know the live version of Carolina with this brilliant band that we succeeded in putting together. So we felt maybe that would be the one they'd rather have than the one that on the record that had not been particularly a hit.
But your sound, I mean, there was a period of time particularly, and I'm not, I mean, the 10,000 Maniacs, Peace Train, and a lot of other stuff from the 80s that people may not originally associate with you.
Yeah.
But there was a sound that you came up with that when it wasn't you, it was people trying to steal it from you. And you in your work with Linda Ronstadt, not just James Taylor, later on Bonnie Raitt. And I mean, we could go on, but that shaping of that, you took artists like a Linda Ronstadt who had already had like three albums out, and you took that in a direction which is sort of, to me, and you may be too humble to say this, but I would say is distinctly Peter Asher.
Well, thank you. I mean, I guess that's possibly true. I don't think of myself as the kind of producer who has a sound in mind before I go into the studio so much. I mean, the kind of artists I've worked with, clearly every record is a collaboration because you're working
right.
with brilliant, extraordinary artists and singers in the case of James and Linda. But I do like there's a certain stylistic unity.
Yes.
In the sense that I like fairly kind of clean records.
Yes.
I've been accused of making, my records are too neat and tidy.
No.
I kind of like tidy.
Yeah. I'm with you. And you have a lot of high end on those. Nothing's ever muddy on a Peter Asher record.
Thank you. That's good to hear.
Yeah, and there are other people that take longer to get there. I mean, I would put you up there with like Alan Parsons or other people that have a distinct. You can tell you can almost rub your hand on it and feel their fingerprints on it. And those Linda Ronstadt. I mean, you changed the direction of her career positively, just like you did with James Taylor. Not that she wasn't already successful, but you gave it a focus, and she went. When she started working with you, obviously, I mean, it just went up a level, right?
Yes, Hard Like a Wheel made a big difference to her career and mine. But, I think I was such a fan of hers and her ideas and her voice. I think one of the mistakes that have been made before is actually not really listening to Linda's own ideas because she's brilliant. She's one of the most extraordinary musicians I know. And always, and my intention always was to find the best way to do that particular song, because Linda was a great chooser of songs as well. I chose some of them, but she was really had an ear for a great song and still does. So I made a conscious effort to focus on the brilliance of her voice and her singing.
Yeah.
And that's what Hard Like a Wheel was all about.
You know, it's so true in, I'm a kind of an opera fan, and I'm a big Randy Newman fan. And so Randy Newman's Faust was like, I was like lined up outside the door where the record store opened. And I, And I really like your work on that. And that song feels like home. It's such a, and so you've got Bonnie Raitt doing it. You've got Linda Ronstadt doing a version of it. They're all beautiful. And Randy Newman's version of it, by the way, is beautiful in its own way, too. It sounds
that first album is still under-recognized.
Yeah.
And what a cast, you know. James Taylor, Don Henley, Randy, Linda, Bonnie, Elton.
Elton John, yeah.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, and so you're, the, again, I come down to it, and I can, that's that sound, again, that just that beautiful sound. And it, but it was not just that, it was J.D. Souther, and then Andrew, Gold.
He was a genius,
He was a genius, and boy, did he die too young.
Way too young. He was extraordinary.
And
played every instrument and sang brilliantly.
Right, and sang originally brilliantly in a backup and a studio capacity for Linda, didn't he?
For Linda, and that's why then I ended up producing his first solo album, which was the one with Lonely Boy on it.
And that's where, you know, a lot of people know him for Thank You for Being a Friend and whatever, and it was just still a great song, but it's really the deeper tracks on those Andrew Gold albums where he really shines. To me,
I mean, his work on Linda is amazing, and a lot of his own solo work. He's again somebody who will be rediscovered every decade or so.
I hope so.
He's that good,
and that means you will be too.
Well, thank you. Let's hope so. Yes.
Right. So when you look back on it, or whether you're talking with your daughter, or when you're talking about people, and you're talking about your favorite moments, what comes to mind for you? When of all this you know stuff we've talked about for the last hour, what for Peter Asher you're suddenly just like, yeah, I still love hearing that.
Oh well, I guess I like hits, you know, everybody does, and when you there's really when you listen to Fire and Rain or You've Got a Friend or You're No Good or you know or some of actually a couple of those Maniacs tracks I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, I still get excited when I hear those things, you know, if I'll be honest, and if I'm driving down Pacific Coast Highway by myself and I hear a record I'm proud of, whether it's one I'm produced or whether it's I Go to Pieces, which is probably my favorite Peter and Gordon record.
Yeah.
You know, I turn it up and go, ooh, it's me, you know.
This is,
It's exciting. You know, why pretend it's not? I'm delighted, and those records still sound pretty good to me.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.